So how many? Well, we got a bunch of people watching here. So all right, let me run the opener then, and watch how impressive this is. If I can just find it here. Oh, here it is. Okay. Share screen. This is how we do the important stuff here.
That's right. It's those at the moment decisions.
Right. Okay. Okay, we want to share. Oh, where did it go? Oh, come on now. It's here somewhere. I'll find it. It's in the eWebs folder.
That's a darn good place for it.
Are you doing all this with just one monitor, Dan?
I am.
Oh, my gosh. How do you do it?
Anyway, here we go.
From Hollywood.
No audio, though.
Oh, I can hear it. Oh, maybe that's is that through Dan's speaker? I'm hearing it.
All right, hold on a second. Let me take it back here.
He's the home voiceover studio engineer to the stars in Los Angeles, California. A Virginia Tech grad whose knowledge of the latest recording gear is second to none. He's a voice actor and the home studio master, hailing from Buffalo, New York. His home studio skills and knowledge of voiceover recording is unmatched. When Dan and George talk shop, people listen, and the talk continues tonight. Welcome to East West Audio Body Shop. And now, live from his high-tech facility in Santa Monica and his penthouse studio in Buffalo, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
How do you like that?
Whoa.
Good evening. I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are
East West
Audio Body Shop. I swear George is there. There he is. Well, you're back. Oh, nicely done. All righty. All right. Well, here we are. And a happy holidays to everybody. And welcome to our. This is our third annual holiday Google Hangout, isn't it?
It is.
We were doing Google Hangouts before they were Google Hangouts. We're way ahead of them.
That's right, man. We predate the Google Hangout technology completely. And it's a moving target. Every single time we log into Google Hangouts, there's something new for us to discover. So it always makes it fun.
Indeed. Well, we've got a lot of great guests with us tonight, but a couple of first off, you're not out west. You are back east, even further east than me.
I am. I'm in Westchester, Pennsylvania, the home of Trumpet Guy, who's my dad, and we're hanging out here in the living room. I set it up specifically so that we could get a backdrop of the pipe organ
pipes that
my dad has installed and the player piano.
Player piano rolls on top.
Yes, which we will definitely be getting a demonstration of later in the show.
Right.
Nice.
Now, interesting to note, if you grab one of those boxes, it may be from QRS Piano Rolls, and those were made in Buffalo. Everything was done in Buffalo.
Where did QRS get its name, Dan? You know that?
I have no idea.
My picture is now about 15 seconds behind my
audio. Don't worry about it. I think we should just go on the audio and just figure people will catch up with us one way or another. I was right, see? I took a guess that it was a QRS piano roll because it was the last company making piano rolls.
The orders for the company when they were the American Piano Roll Company were put into the Q mailbox at the post office. Put in the Q mailbox, but when the Q mailbox got full, they were flowed into the R mailbox. And after that filled up, they started using the S mailbox.
Oh, turn the camera so we can see the professor here.
So it became QRS.
Ah, okay.
That's what I read about it anyway.
All right. Well, QRS went on a business for a while ago, so if you want to make piano rolls, you have to like do it with a paper punch. And just
great. That's a real shame.
It'd be a little easier to learn how to play piano, I think, Dan.
It does. It really does.
Or organ.
That's right. Anyway, Well, there's one guest we have tonight, Mr. Whittem. Nice to see you.
Call me by my other name,
which is
Trumpet Guy.
Trumpet Guy, that's right.
That's why my dad's only in the chat room usually.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, let's see who else we have with us tonight. We got a bunch of people here. I mean, we've got, first off, a guy we've been most concerned about, Jason. Jason Lawson, how you doing?
Mr. Lawson.
Happy holidays, guys.
Nice to see you.
Happy holidays.
How you feeling?
You know, it's been so warm. It's been so warm here. I actually had the air conditioner on earlier just because it started getting a little toasty in the booth here. I had to actually turn my ventilation on.
Wow. How you feeling?
It's hit and miss, but I'm going to be all right, I think. You know, I'm probably going to lose some range of motion at the end of everything. Major operation coming up in January. It's a life changer, perhaps, but I plan to be here right on through it. You know, I'm just going to roll with the punches and get right back up again.
Absolutely. Well, knock on wood, you'll be okay. Yeah. And Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
Absolutely.
And thanks for joining us.
I just want you guys to know that, you know, you guys are life changers. You're in the top three category of people who have affected me in a way that you actually have changed my life. So I just want you guys to know that, and happy holidays to you guys.
We're humbled. Absolutely humbled.
Actually, I'm
so
humbled.
Oh, okay. Next to Jason is Lee Penny.
Hey, Rocky, want to watch me pull a wabbit out of my hat?
See? All right, well, you're only half a second behind. Why is that? George is all the way back east. You're out west, and you're only a half second behind, and he's 15 seconds behind.
And then everybody in the audience is probably wishing I was about 5 minutes behind after that one.
That's true. Welcome to our Google Hangout once again, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you all and everybody in the chat room.
All right. Well, it looks like we're getting a full house here. Next to Lee, joining us all the way from the North Pole, is Santa Claus. Woohoo!
Hey, guys, how's everybody doing tonight?
Nice to see you.
Good to be seen.
Santa.
Yeah.
Hello.
How you been?
Doing good. Doing good. Bit hectic. Glad I was able to squeeze a few minutes out tonight to be with you guys.
Yeah, and the elves are, how are they doing?
They're bouncing off the walls. Hot chocolate is flowing. This time now don't tell them we start adding Red Bull into their hot chocolate to increase production.
I figured you could probably throw something else in there. And
it's a family show.
Okay, not exactly. So how you been, Ryan?
Doing great, guys. Doing great. No, I'm glad. Like I said, I'm really glad I was able to be with you guys tonight. The season has been my voice. I apologize for any raspiness. It happens this time of the year without fail.
Yeah, well, that's so. I take it you're doing a lot of appearances as Saint Nick.
A lot of personal appearances as Saint Nick, and it's like I say, tonight just happened to be that I didn't have any tonight. Was out earlier today. We'll be out tomorrow night, all night, but I love it. It's great. You know, I do everything from corporate events to going to families' homes, and it's wonderful. You know, it's a blessing to have this face.
So when you go to families' homes, do they invite you first?
Or yeah, we do what's called a Real Santa Nice List experience, where they actually book us to come in, and we have the nice list, which is, of course, on an iPad now, and Santa has all the information about the kids for the past year. And, in fact, going back 2 years, certain things we ask for, just to try to really keep things that the kids understand I really am who I am. So we get there, we know what they wore for Halloween last year, we know, you know, what they did in sports, their school accomplishments. We have a lot of fun with it. And generally, once we've been there 1 year, depending on how old the kids are, we're going to be there for a few years until the kids age out, pretty much so.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, we just had the East Amherst Fire Department go by with their yearly Santa Claus in the back of the hook and ladder thing.
Yep.
You know, it's like, someone's having a heart attack as you hear this.
Yep.
The fire engine coming down the street. And it's like, no, wait, it's Santa. No problem.
Yeah, I've been brought in by fire engines, and last week, even in the snow here in Beacon, New York, I got brought in on a pedicab, which was actually really cool. I've gone from antique fire trucks to being in a pedicab, so it's...
Oh, very cool, very cool. Well, thanks for being with us tonight, so join the conversation anytime. Next to him is Uncle Roy Yokelson and his Emmy.
Yeah. Uncle Roy.
You're looking a little blue tonight, Roy. You're illuminated by your monitor, obviously. Well, and apparently unilluminated in his audio. So. One of the audio masters having just a little bit of trouble with that.
Well, like you say, this is a learning curve and a half.
Well, yeah. Well, look, you made it, but you've got magical powers, so that helps. All right. Well, while Roy's figuring that out, let's go to our next person, Steve Tardio.
Hi, everybody. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, Steve.
Am I on?
No, you're not.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew.
I mean, it's like...
I knew I was just waiting for it. I'm like, it's going to happen because I can't hear myself in the cans. It happened last time I was in a hangout, too.
Ah, well, there you are. There you are. Yeah, I think I remember seeing Red Skelton. Maybe some of you remember Red Skelton. At the Academy Awards once, coming up and saying, you know, you ever watch people come up here, like the guys who win the audio awards for best audio, and they come up and they go, well, I have to thank Roy all for him.
Is this thing on?
All right, here is the rule. Nobody is allowed to say, can you hear me? Just assume we can, and if we don't, we'll say... All right, he looks great talking, but it doesn't really matter. Anyway, you've got your clicker. You have to play with your clicker.
It was a godsend, because I just finished two audiobooks. This thing came just in time.
Outstanding. Cool. I've got my green one. See, now if you have the green one and the red one, then you have...
Christmas.
You have Christmas... Now remember, you can still get these because we got a whole box of them. So,
wow.
So if you want them, I mean, you can use them like castanets.
Awesome. That's not annoying.
Not at all.
No. Nah. So anyway, if you go to the eWebs homepage, there's a picture of George and I with our clickers, and you can still order them because we got a lot of them.
Cool.
My wife wants them out of here. No, it's taking up all this room.
Hi.
Oh, what do we have here?
Oh, there you are.
Yay.
Ella. What are you still doing up? It's after 9 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh,
special because you're at Grandma and Grandpa's.
Who is that?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, sweetheart. Yes, I'm checking up on you.
Whoa, Santa.
Yes, I know you saw me go by in a fire truck.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Merry to Christmas. You, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, Ella.
You're welcome.
Another one of those audio experts.
Yeah, she's accepting the audio award.
Did you see Santa on a fire truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All righty. We have other guests as well. People just joining us willy nilly tonight. See, Carol Spencer Morgan and Company.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
Welcome.
I'd like you to meet Tom. This is my other half.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
This guy.
And then today I have Dan, and this is the crew.
It is.
So, yes, yay. Welcome to our living room.
Cool. Well, it's nice of you to join us in our living room, in our virtual living room tonight. How you doing?
Really well.
Doing really well. Celebrating early. Having some lunch.
All right. See, now you have to understand the code of the East-West Audio Body Shop. Anytime I go like this, you're supposed to take a swig, so...
Oh, okay.
Okay, very good. Well, welcome, and anytime you have a question you want to chime in, just chime in. All righty. All right, so what are we going to do tonight here? Let's see.
Since somebody's wearing my hat, I figured I would wear a voiceover hat.
Well, that makes sense. The only song I know on this damn thing. You wouldn't believe that's Over the Rainbow, but anyway. I'm trying to... Oh, I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. And I just made that up. Anyway. Anybody got a question? Or tell us a little bit about what they're doing this holiday season. Let's start over with Steve. What are you doing this holiday season?
I'm working tomorrow. I'm over at NBC doing some stuff in the city, so I'll be right in the heart of Rockefeller Center.
Ooh, cool.
And right on Christmas Eve.
It's going to be pretty nuts over there.
It's going to be crazy. It was crazy this past weekend when the weather was almost 70 here. People were swimming in the ice skating rink. And, and it was just, it was packed. And also I worked, I left just as Saturday Night Live, the audience was being loaded in for the live show, because they do two shows. They do a dress rehearsal and a live broadcast. And I was leaving as the live broadcast, like they were bringing the audience in, and it was just mayhem. It was crazy.
I'll bet. Yeah,
so hopefully it won't be like that tomorrow, and it'll hopefully be, a knock on wood, an easy night tomorrow night.
Yeah, pretty funny show, too, especially with all the special guests and stuff.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Lee, what are you up to this holiday season?
Hey, well, we're sticking around town. We're going to go over to my wife's mother's house, and it's going to be real intimate this year, which is kind of unusual because our family get-togethers are usually 30 to 40 people, but this time it's going to be five of us. It's probably going to be her last Christmas with us, I'm sorry to say. So we want to spend it with her, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. I'm sorry to bring it on a downer, but no, it's all good. It's all good.
All right. Well, happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
All right. Carol, what are you guys doing for the holidays?
Oh, we're staying put. It's getting warmer and warmer, and we're in the air conditioning will be had tomorrow. Being our Christmas, we get it first, people. First. So,
yes, I will be there first.
Good, good, good. We'll leave out some Vegemite for you and a beer.
All right.
No problems.
Excellent.
No worries.
Axle grease. but, you know, Santa wants what Santa wants. So, air conditioning and chilling.
Awesome. Yeah,
I love riding in on my surfboard with the platypus on the back, and
excellent. Yeah, excellent.
That's how I roll there.
Excellent. Watch the echidna getting off. They're spiky. So, if anyone can tell me what an echidna is in the next 5 minutes,
It's a nasty bird.
What time is it right now in Australia?
It's tomorrow right now, afternoon. It's Christmas Eve afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Christmas Eve afternoon.
What are the Powerball numbers? I need the Powerball numbers.
Let's talk about the stock market.
Boy, Steve.
What's the future like?
The future is fantastic. Christmas Eve is... people are going mental at the supermarket right now, clearing things off.
It's true.
And for the people moonlighting in offices here in Canberra. Presents have been exchanged, and everyone nicked off home early for a little bit of, So, yeah, that's Christmas so far. The future is bright, people. You'll love it. You'll love
Absolutely. Well, I have to tell you, you've entered the record books tonight because we've had people on the show from China, right, George?
Yes.
Wow.
So this is the first time I think Australia is probably the farthest away we've ever had anybody on the show.
On the hand. Sure, yeah.
I knew you'd be the first at something. But I think that the whole community, especially through eWebs, the information is great. The interviews are always awesome. And no, this is me not placating, but it really... The chat room every week is always alive with a lot of fun. And the show is always full of lots of information. I mentioned we were doing a self-build this year, and a lot of the information you guys talked about in this year's shows helped Tom, because he's an ex-radio guy here, and it was a lot of help. So thanks very much to George and Dan for putting on a great show.
Absolutely. Big thank you for that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. We'll be sending you the bill soon. So
I expected as much. I've been saving.
And we'll send some extra special Aussie wax.
Vegemite.
All right. Can't wait.
What is in Vegemite? What the heck is in Vegemite? Would you?
Vegemite. That's the problem. Okay, everything.
So, we're not sure.
They call it but Vegemite here is made actually off of the leftovers from beer hops.
Oh.
And, as long as they're putting it to good use.
That's right. And then they'd shove a whole bunch of vitamin B in there, and it tastes kind of like Guinness gone bad. Then some extra special Aussie wax.
Vegemite.
Yep, put it on your toast.
Can't wait.
Eat it every morning. So.
What is in Vegemite? What the heck is in Vegemite?
And helps build strong bodies 12 ways. We're not sure. Yes. Did the clickers end up coming to Australia yet?
No, not yet. We're still waiting.
Oh. I had to fill out customs forms for these things.
Vitamin B in there, and it tastes.
We'll go to any length.
We have a loop back.
But anyway,
very good. Well, it's great having you with us tonight. We'll be back with you in a few moments. Jason, and still there.
Strong bodies.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what are you doing in this holiday season?
I visited a lot of friends over the weekend.
The clickers end up coming to Australia.
Holiday birthdays that were coinciding with the same thing. And then,
I had to fill out customs forms for these things.
I've got terrible lag on my
We'll go to any length. Don't listen to yourself.
At any rate, though, I got a new set.
Very good. Well, it's great having you with us tonight. We'll be back with you in a few moments.
We have a terrible loopback problem.
Okay, so what are you doing in this house? It's a little bit of reverb.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Merrily. Customs forms for these things.
Customs forms for
everything. Any line.
Don't listen to yourself.
Everybody needs to stop talking so it catches up.
Very good.
Houston, we have a serious problem here.
All right. Well, Jason, thanks for joining us tonight. We know it's you're having some interesting times, but we're all praying for you and. You take care of yourself and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Jason.
All right, guys. Happy holidays, everybody.
All righty.
Good seeing you, buddy.
All righty.
Customs form.
So, what are you doing on Christmas Eve, Santa?
Am I the only one hearing this show echoing constantly?
I'm hearing bits and pieces.
Sounds fine here.
Over here. We have a serious puzzle there.
All right. Well, Jason, thanks for joining us.
Ron, is your mic on?
Yeah, my mic is on. I'm hearing such everything back. There we go.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, just talk.
Okay. What am I doing for Christmas? I'll be out Christmas Eve, like I say, making, delivering, making visits.
Alrighty.
And then on Christmas Day, I will be relaxing.
Am I the only one hearing this?
Catching up on everything and getting ready to go into 2014.
I'm fine here.
We're out of control!
What? It sounds fine. I'm hearing everybody in total sync here.
Ron, is your mic on?
You're hearing us in sync, Dan, but we are so
everything bad. Then it's you. You're the one doing it.
Okay. Here's the key to when this happens. Everybody just look in the camera and don't move for 5 seconds.
Alrighty. And then on Christmas Day, I will be relaxing.
Am I the only one hearing this? Okay, see? Now, somebody's got the show playing. Got the show and playing in the background there. So, if you're trying to watch, make sure. If you're in the chat room, there's some interesting conversation going on in there.
Here's the key to when this happens. Everybody
it's not
just
me.
Look in the camera and don't move for 5 seconds.
Anyway.
Oh.
Well, this is typical. What do you want? Two tin cans and a string. That's how it always works.
Somebody's got
anyway. Let's see.
And
are
we back yet?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Now, getting back to our friends, I know to watch out for those spiny.
If you're in the chat room, there's some interesting conversation going on there.
Help.
You looked that up on Google, didn't you?
Now,
well, this is typical. What do you want? Two tin cans and a string.
I use Bing.
Oh, that's how it always works. Somebody's got anyway. Let's see.
And
are
you back yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, getting back to our friends.
We made it back just in time,
Spiny.
If you're in the chat room, there's some interesting conversation. Oh, and then you have the sun right behind you, too. All right, you got to up your gain there a little bit. We can hear you, but just barely.
You look that up on
Google. Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, there we go.
Hello?
I am having a flashback.
What did you guys do at that party? Jeez. Happy holidays, Uncle Roy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I am now figuring out where all my hats have lost.
You left us here last year, Santa.
Yeah, you got the rock. You want to trade?
Yeah, up your game there a little bit. We can hear you, but just barely.
You looked that up on Google.
So how are you spending the holidays, Uncle Roy?
I was baking orange cranberry nut bread. Not only am I
what did
hearing,
you guys do at that party? Jeez.
I'm hearing you guys live.
Happy holidays, Uncle Roy.
So where the heck would that be?
That's probably, if you're watching it on Google, don't turn the volume down on that. There is a slight delay.
Last year, Santa.
Okay.
But yeah, you should be able to hear me.
You're getting there a little bit. We can hear you, but just barely.
You look that up on Google. So how are you spending the holidays, Uncle Roy?
I was baking orange cranberry nut bread.
I know. Ooh. Just go ahead and talk, Roy. Go ahead.
I know, but I'm hearing
you. What did you guys do at that party?
He has no idea what's going on right now.
Happy holidays, Uncle Roy.
Let me just
sounds fine over here.
That's probably, if you're watching it on Google, we can hear you. Don't turn the volume down. Turn it back up. There was a slight delay.
Really? Who's...
Yeah, you should be able to hear me.
You're doing that a little bit. You can hear you, but just barely.
You look that up on Google. So how are you spending the holidays?
Are you having some problems?
Well, you should be on the Hangout only and not in the Google chat, not in the Google page.
Endlessly, because
or in YouTube.
Oh, kill the Google page.
Happy holidays, Uncle Roy.
And now you should be able to hear us.
That's probably if you're watching it on Google.
Yeah, we can hear. All right, then you turn the volume. Then you should be hearing.
Turn it back up.
I hear you, but I also hear everything else going on.
Well, just well, there's a lot of us here.
Are you high? I know
you don't. If I mute the only thing that says Hangouts plug-in. Hangouts plug in. Am I allowed to have that?
Well,
up?
Yes, you are. On the Hangout only, and not in the Google chat, not in the Google page,
endlessly, because
or in YouTube. And now you should be able to hear us. All right, then you should. Then you should.
Now what? What's going on in Australia? Something's happening in the future.
The future is funny. It's a funny future.
Well, there's a lot of us here.
I know you don't.
If I mute the only thing that says Hangouts plug-in, am I allowed to have that?
Well, yes, you are. On the Hangout only and not in the Google chat. I think it's time to go for some of the special effects here.
I think we all should hang up and rejoin.
You can try that. No, I can invite you all back in. What's going on in Australia? Something's happening in the future. All right, well, gee, if we could run a spot, we would. So, all right, everybody hang up, and I'll do a live spot, and then you can all come back in.
Okay.
All right. Yes, you are. On the Hangout only and not in the Google chat. I think it's time to go for some of the special effects here. It's all mine! Anyway, you guys should all be able to get back into the Hangout just by clicking on that invite that I gave you. All right, Lee, you're back. Uncle Roy, you're back. Steve is back.
A montage of
Santa is back. So, I don't know why that is.
I don't know.
Everybody, hang up, and I'll do a live spot, and then you can all come back in.
Maybe I'll change computers.
Hey, maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah. All right, I'll log back in from my other computer.
I think it's time for some special effects here. All right, it's all mine. Anyway, you guys should all be able to get back into the Hangout just by clicking on that invite.
There we go. Yeah, I feel much better. Back. It's more of the holiday
Uncle
spirit.
Roy, you're back. Steve is back.
Let's see here.
Steve, you're going to the Bahamas? No, let's see. Everybody hang up, and I'll do a live. No, we should find a Santa hat here somewhere.
I was looking before.
I didn't see one.
I was very disappointed there wasn't one.
Very good. Special effects here. All right, it's all mine.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, you've got your, okay. Let's see. Lee has his cat in the hat on.
Yeah, I feel much better.
I can't get my hat to work.
You have to go into Google Effects.
Yeah, I've got Google Effects open, and they're on the side, but they're not showing up. There we go.
There you are, Mr. Dogface.
Hey, that's King Dogface.
Oh, King Dogface to you. Okay, sorry.
I was very disappointed there wasn't one.
All right. Well, this is slowly devolving into utter chaos. But so, anybody got a voiceover-related thought or anything?
Okay, Lee has his cat in the hat on. You have to go into.
This is just for my friends down in Australia. Figure out. Yes, check you out.
There you are, Mr. Dogface.
Thank you.
Right, that's King Dogface.
Oh, King Dogface to you. Okay. Sorry.
Everything's so delayed. I don't understand.
I have a VO question for you, Dan.
Go for it.
When is it appropriate to use Echo?
Well, this is slowly devolving into utter chaos. But
when is it appropriate to use Echo?
Only
on Google chat.
Yes, only on a Google chat. No, it's never add effects unless they ask you to.
This is just for my friends down in Australia.
And that settles that. See, I can even take off the effects, but I can go back to this one. Hey.
Dan's been dipping into the cat now. Question
for you, Dan. I have.
Go for it.
When is it appropriate to use
Echo? This is slowly devolving into utter chaos. But
when is it appropriate to use Echo?
Only if you're chat.
So, Steve.
Only on a Google job.
Tell us a little bit more about working over at NBC. You got to get over there a lot?
I get over there a couple times a week. Yeah, so, it's a lot of.
See, I can mostly take off the effects. But I can
You're there.
I'm here. Yes. And it's a lot of writing stuff, but I do some VO stuff too. Bosses had me do some voiceover work, so it's pretty cool.
When is it appropriate?
Well, this is
really yes. Utter cool. Cool.
When is it appropriate?
I'm trying to follow.
So Steve,
I just heard my name again. Okay.
Boy, you are behind.
Wow. I'm very behind. I've logged out, logged back in a couple times too.
You're not behind. You're half a second behind. It's not that
half a second.
That's right.
It's a lot of. I'm mostly coffee. So yeah, that's what I've been doing over at NBC, and it's a lot of local VO stuff and a lot of writing stuff. But
very, very cool
stuff too.
Hey Carol, while we got you here, which is such a rare thing, what are you up to with your voiceover career these days?
Voiceover is Demo Central right now, trying to get the Aussie market locked down.
Boy, so, you're behind.
I'm very behind.
I sell just Aussie copy. Some friends of mine sending me stuff from America doesn't quite work here when we don't get cold Christmas stuff. So auditions were a little bit odd this year. But yeah, looking to expand because I've got an accent from just about anywhere in the world locked away. And so yeah, it's really just getting things off the ground with the new build, which we're sitting in front of. And from there, it's being able to get in and start working once more. So my voiceover stuff has been a bit on hold this year. But Tom's coming back to voiceover from Hasp Radio. So yeah, it's kind of just getting off the ground for us here. But the 1001 accents, if you want to throw me an accent, I can... to ya.
Okay. It's amazing how... It's so easy for Aussies to do an American accent, and Americans just simply can't carry it off. Ah, you should have been here yesterday, mate!
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
We could tinge the Brits in there in the back.
Yes. Okay, well, so let's hear you're American. I thought you were American.
I am American. I'm actually, to clarify things from one of the questions you guys asked me, my mom is from Texas, USA, and my dad is from Queensland, Australia. So my mom kind of raised me and my siblings as if it was an extra U.S. state. So we knew the Pledge of Allegiance and all that stuff, and I come out into life saying faucet and not tap, and cantaloupe and not rock melon.
Not home.
Yep,
here.
And that.
Uh-oh.
Not a pool. So, there you go. But, so,
well, we're losing you. It's the internet. It doesn't always work quite as well as we would like, but anyway. George, yes.
George has joined us.
George, are you back? You are back.
I'm back.
Okay. Okay, I think we've solved the problem.
Phew.
Have we?
Yes, we have. I'm not saying what it was, though. Anyway. See, this is why George always engineers the program. Because I used to do radio, and that was easy. It's like cue record, play spot. Here it's totally different because you're adding picture into it, and we're using multiple sources. While we're here, let's see here. Our producer, Catherine Curdin, would like to say... here's her greeting card from this year. Catherine, if you're watching, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Casey.
Very good. So what are you doing back east, George?
Well, I'm eating.
Thank you for sharing.
I don't think you had to go three.
Well, that's all for tonight, folks.
I'm playing with radio control cars, which is my favorite old pastime from when I was a teenager. In fact, my parents have not yet thrown out all of my RC car stuff.
Don't let them. It's valuable.
Able to, Yeah, we were able to refurbish a couple cars enough to drive them, and I've taken the two different radio control car tracks that are in the area to drive them, and had a blast. Really had a great time. It's so nostalgic for me to do that. And when I show up at the racetrack with these cars that are 25-plus years old, the guys there are like, what are you doing driving these things there? Those things should be in a display case. You know, so it's been a lot of fun, very enjoyable. The weather's been totally crazy. Started out with sledding, now we're swimming. And,
Yeah, it's a mess here. I don't know. How is it out in Buffalo, you know, are you...
We had 3 inches of rain, on top of 8 inches of snow, which turned into a lot of flooded basements, and then we had an ice storm yesterday. Of course, at 2:45 in the morning is when the impeller on my sump pump decides that I've had enough.
Ouch.
Saves it for when there's 3 inches of rain.
Yeah.
Fortunately, not a lot of damage because, you know, it's hooked into our alarm company, and they called us at 2:45 in the morning saying, you know, your sump pump's not working. Running down into the basement, and I spent all day yesterday installing a new sump pump, but I got it working. You got to deal with backflow valves and PVC pipe and all sorts of stuff. Plus, it
muffler
was the way
bearings.
Muffler bear, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. You know, I actually had some anti-vibration foam that I had left over from another voiceover project and
flux capacitors.
Flux. I hadn't thought of that.
1.21 gigawatts. And getting it hooked back into the alarm company. Did you make sure that that was?
Well, I just turned off the alarm and then I just kept trying to fix it. The thing is it took me 12 hours because I'm still not very good at it. But the wife's like, call a plumber. No, I'm not calling a plumber on a Sunday afternoon during a Buffalo Bills game. It's not going to happen.
Dan.
But I got it fixed. And then, of course, I discovered that another valve that is part of the water pipes there is leaking now. So I got to change a valve stem on that. That I might call a plumber for.
Yeah.
Neat. I said sprocket, not socket.
Oh. Was plumber supposed to be here for this show, or was that the other show?
Okay. We have a...
Hello.
We have a from the
a
room.
Question from the room.
Question. Question from the room. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Carol,
somebody's watching the chat room.
Yeah, Doug wants to know. Make some noise when you hold your notes up to the camera, and Google Hangouts will automatically move your shot up to the large part of the window. No.
Not that.
Oh, about the accents.
Yes.
Yeah, D-Box. Yes.
From Steven Gonzalez, how many authentic Aussie accents are there?
Good question.
One, but we both dead.
We actually only have really one, but then it gets varied from there. So what I'm doing is more of a neutral accent right now, where you can So then it goes into different regions, characters, and backgrounds.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk what we call bogan here, be redneck. Bogan is all about cars and going to the beach and that type of thing.
Going to the beach? Yeah.
Beach.
Good one. Oh, love. You know, so...
Stuff like
Every
day of the week becomes a Sunday or a Monday or a Friday. So it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, so officially, if you can dream it up, we basically do it and then kill it.
Yes.
So it's kind of like we've got them New York accents, and then you got Buffalo.
That's right.
We have really flat A's in Buffalo.
Then
you got Jersey. You got Jersey over here. That's right.
Yeah, the Queens.
Yeah, or Boston, where you go park your car.
That's the one. Go park your car. So we do that. We have there's Queensland, the good. Tasmania is a little bit more back here.
Well, if you speak Tasmania, is it
Tasmania?
That's fun in that one.
That's all, folks.
Types of accent. It really depends, kind of, on your background. If you're from the country, or you know.
CD grid.
And yeah, if you're from the CDB type people, all that type of thing. It really depends. Yeah, what's the difference between, or how do you change from an Aussie accent to a Kiwi accent? So the Kiwis being from New Zealand. Or even the way you say the word New Zealand, as an Aussie, it's New Zealand. As an American, New Zealand. But a Kiwi is more of a New Zealand. Everything is elongated but shorter, so to speak. So instead of chips.
Right. And and of course there's major competition between New Zealand and Australia. It's like...
That's correct. We call them our cousins across the strait, across the Bass Strait. It's a hard place to get to by boat, and they're very competitive with us in sports. So you're swimming and you're rugby.
Sailing.
Yes, sailing as well. But it's a beautiful place to visit. As your trilogies, now The Hobbit, is filmed on location in New Zealand, so a lot of talent going on down there. And a lot of work coming out from Sydney to go down there to do the work for special effects, etc.
Very cool.
Might be in a very small waiting pool of talent down here, but we try to maximize what we've got. So if anyone has any more questions on accents, about how to change from one thing to the next, it really comes down to the muscles in your mouth. I did a bit of a chat with Jim Eskman, and his thing was the Americans use more tongue. I'm not going to take that one anymore.
You threw it in there, so.
You know what I'm like in the chat room. Anyway, it comes down to the muscles in the mouth. And Australians, when we talk, it's all very laid back. It's all back in the throat. The soft palate is relaxed.
Man, we're losing a lot of packets there. Yeah.
So for an American, for making a speech or something like that, everything's out here done. Whereas an Aussie, welcome to the event, and hope you all have a good time. So cheers. G'day.
All righty.
Cheers.
Very good.
No worries, mate.
G'day. G'day.
Cheers, right, yes. Mate.
Now, this is a knife.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife.
Actually, it's a spoon.
No.
So if you'd like to go in turns and do your best Aussie act.
Yes, maybe we'll have a contest some night and see how that goes. Hey, speaking of contests, by the way, folks, we're still looking for a new logo, although everybody says, what's wrong with the old one? I don't think there's anything wrong with the old one. George seems to think we need a new one. Hey, Trumpet Guy, what do you think?
The old one's fine?
The old one's
fine.
That's
a question. That's a question.
Yes.
Yes, that was upspeak.
Not much.
That was California upspeak. The new one's fine. The old one's fine.
The Californians.
Yeah.
Dude, like, it's totally okay.
Anyway. Anyway, so we're looking for a new logo, and so far we've gotten like three entries, and you know they're okay. We're looking for something spectacular because we're gonna do Thank you. Thank you. Oh, there's the rim shot. I was looking for the rim shot. Anyway, so
what you would like in your logo.
We're not sure. So no? What would you guys are the audience? What would you like?
A bomb? What was that?
No, that's the alarm clock.
Okay.
So we're looking for a new logo. What would you like to see, George?
I want something that's animated.
Oh, it has like, ooh.
So I can put sound effects over it and stuff.
That would be different. Okay, yeah, now Carol's finally figured out the Google effects. Great. So anyway. And also, this is the other thing. For those of you who are still hanging out in the chat room who have like totally said, you know, why are we watching this? We're still looking for your favorite moments from this year. Perhaps not this particular show, but...
so many to choose from, though.
Ideas.
I got mine in. I got my request in.
Okay, all right. And I put in a few, and George has his favorites and stuff like that. But we've had great guests this year. We've had, you know, Maurice LaMarche, and we've had, you know, who else have we had on the show? I forget.
Rachel McFarlane.
Rachel McFarlane we had on.
Yep.
We got to get our brother on. My son's going to kill me.
Debbie Derryberry.
Debbie Derryberry and Mimi the Pig.
Yeah.
And, let's see, who else have we had? But anyway, we've had some great guests.
Yes!
Right. All right.
I think my favorites went to 15 minutes, so I stopped right before Debbie Derryberry, and I wish I hadn't.
Oh yeah, no, that was, well, you get to watch that one anytime you want. It's on you. It's on you. All 123 episodes are on YouTube, including YouTube. The first episode.
And this one might not make it.
No, it'll be there. It'll be there. But yeah, no, I went back and watched the first episode last week just to reminisce.
That was something.
It was like, how on earth did we pull that off? But George and I spent a month trying to figure out how we were going to do the show, and then we were like, oh, heck, let's just go for it. And that was the end result of that. So anyway.
Oh, Mr. Joe Cipriano, Stephen Gonzalez says in the chat room.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yes, Joe Cipriano giving us the, taking us into his world and doing the promos. Yeah. Absolutely. So send those in. What was your favorite moment from that? And send that into ewabshop@gmail.com so George and I can assemble that for next week, because that's what we're going to do. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what, I still want my montage sequence with the waxing and George spinning in his chair and Uncle Roy's Emmy polishing going on there in almost every interview.
We have several of those.
Good.
You can take your pick. Which was the best one of him shining his Emmy?
And you say again, Dan? You and George with the acting.
Some people forgot me singing with Dr. Bernstein.
Oh no, I didn't forget. From La Miz.
No, actually, it was from Pirates of Penzance. But
that's right. My
They're
bad.
All the same.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, they all sound the same when you sing them, Dan.
Yeah.
I think that's a compliment. Maybe.
I got better. I got better.
Oh, you're very good. I tease.
Yes.
I think we need to see a ramped up version of Dan, you putting a studio suit together when you were at Angin Boozes.
Oh, okay. I think that one's in the queue. I think that one's in the queue. And, George, what was your favorite moment? Well, we'll save that for next week.
My favorite moment will be when I get this actually posted. Sorry. My favorite moment will be actually when I get this show actually put together and on the air. That'll be my favorite moment of the year.
Yeah. Well, by giving us the exact times there, that's the best thing to do. Oh, your antlers are falling there. Or is that just a visor?
Do you guys want to hear this crazy player piano my dad put together?
I absolutely. Yes. Get the mic open on that.
Yes.
Let's give it a listen. I want to hear the organ, actually. But
all right. Well, it's time for a demonstration of this one-of-a-kind organ player piano mashup system combination that my dad installed, designed and installed and put together himself. And Dad, what song will we be presenting tonight?
Do, do, do what your mother did when she dated your old man.
1913. This is a 100-year-old hit. Here we go.
Hey, we got a floor show. I feel like I'm on a carousel.
Christmas music.
Close enough.
Here's some bizarre trivia for you.
Okay.
The blowers that blow the air into the reservoir that makes the pipes work. No. Oh, is made out of 3 CPAP machines.
Well, there you go.
I thought that sounded like that.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those. If you ever need a fourth, I have a spare. on what pressure? Seriously.
Tell them 19.
Tell 19. 19? That's about double than what I had mine set at for myself. So, yeah, it makes sense.
So I wonder if you were... Well, never mind. I won't go there. Not tonight.
No, without the CPAP machine, yes. The reindeer crawling a turbo boost.
If you put 4 of them on at once, do you make the same kind of noises?
Oh, they've been a saving grace in the Leonard household because I got 2 people with sleep apnea, and I'm not one of them.
I tell you, it really is. It's, you don't know how much damage you've done to yourself if you have it and didn't get it found out for over 40 years.
Well, that would explain a lot. All right. Well, So anyway, any other subjects anybody like to bring up? Otherwise, we can all just wish each other a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you next week.
One quick question. What kind of microphone is that?
What, this one? Oh! we haven't done the spot for Harlan tonight. We're not doing any of the commercials tonight. But this is, by the way, the...
That was my not-so-subtle way of saying, hey, do you need to do a plug for Harlan?
No, we don't.
Okay. No, we really don't.
Merry Christmas, Harlan.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to use mine. But Google wouldn't find my M Audio to let me use mine.
Sure. Now that we're ending the show, you bring that up.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I brought it up in the beginning, but Dan just said throw the mic over to the side
because it wasn't working.
Hey,
because Dan's there you answered go. Everything.
Here's a question for you guys. What is good advice for 2014?
What's good?
What's good advice for the start, the first quarter of 2014? What's good practice for voiceover artists?
good practice for voiceovers in 2014. Make it better than 2013.
Yeah.
Good start.
Make a plan.
Absolutely.
Simple roadmap. You wouldn't get in a car to drive someplace. You wouldn't go on a trip without one.
Yeah. What do you think, Steve?
I'm going to start dating my invoices 2014 and not 2013.
That's how I'll look at 2014.
Dating
his invoices.
That's an odd relationship.
There is no opposition on the genius.
Are you married to your business, Steve?
Oh, I think as long as my business doesn't leave me.
What's that? What's that? No, come on in.
I gotta work on my accents too. Let me do my Liverpool accent whenever I have to do something goofy.
Can I take a shower?
Yeah, go ahead.
Devox says, "Has anybody done any modifications on their VO1A?"
I dropped mine.
Why mess with perfection?
But that's how Dan fixes everything.
That's right. No, I did not drop my Harlan Hogan VO1A. The voiceover microphone. The voiceover microphone.
Available at voiceoveressentials.com.
.com. Yes. What do you think? What do you think, Lee? What would you make as your 2014 move to success or whatever? Unless you really don't want to be successful.
No, I really don't, because then it means I don't have time to do this. No, you know, I think probably once again, and I've used this once before in the past and it worked for me, is just be more organized with my time. I find myself diving into a project, and it's like, hey, did anybody bother sending the billings out? No. Oh, okay. No wonder we're not getting paid.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So I just, I think really kind of just stay more focused on time management for me anyway.
Yeah.
Well, attention to detail then.
Go ahead, Carol.
I'll just say it's attention to detail then for the new year, I guess. Especially for myself coming back into the arts or the acting world. Attention to detail, making sure that, yeah, you do change the date on your invoicing. And that you're up to speed, your email's working right, you're happy with your hosting solution for your website, or your social media sync up to your website is all running A-OK. So just, I guess, dusting things. Yeah, you're well organized and you're ready to go.
But that only works in Australia, so everybody forget that. Because everything goes the opposite way, including toilets.
That's true.
And dates. If I was to invoice you, we do the day, the month. But you guys do month, day, year. So, yeah, I read an article on reason as to that, but, you know, you do what you're going to do. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, for 2014, I'm going to learn how to actually play this thing. Thank you.
In 2014, I'm going to learn how to play this thing.
Didn't you used to play, George?
All over again.
Everybody get their instruments out if they got them. Steve, I see you got your guitar.
Where's that Pandora key?
Let's all sing I'll Be Home for Christmas. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. We'll have snow and mistletoe. And presents by the tree.
Oh!
Sir Paul McCartney has joined us.
That's right. That's one of my only accents I can do is this one.
Woohoo! Well, that's a first. And as George will tell you,
hopefully he'll last.
Yes. Well, there's a reason for that. With yes. all of the delays that we have with Google Hangout, it's virtually impossible to sync up with anybody.
It is impossible.
It is. So, what would you guys? One last thing, and then we can call it a night. What would you like to see in EWABS in 2014? Starting from. That's me.
What's the question? We couldn't hear you.
The question is, what would you like to see on EWABS in 2014?
Stanley.
Me? Oh, I really liked the Rachel McFarlane interview. I'd really like to see some more animation folks. Yeah. That'd be really
Bingo.
Neat.
Bingo.
Yeah, that'd be really neat.
More animation folks.
No shortage of them, that's for sure.
Well, we've been wanting to get we want to get E.G. Daily on.
Oh, that'd be great.
And and of course, Rachel's brother.
Oh, that guy.
Yes, which my son continues to demand that we have on because he looks like Seth MacFarlane, which is like.
I'd love to get Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
How about the Holy Grail? Let's try to get Welker.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. Santa, what do you want to see? Billy West, yes.
Welker. It's the Holy Grail. If you guys can get Welker on.
We will task our producer with that. Catherine's not even in the chat room tonight. Where is she? What's going on here?
She's holiday.
Oh, okay, that's right. Lee, what do you want to see?
Have we had Rob Paulson on?
We've tried. We've had Maurice LaMarche on, but we've not. Ron is Rob's kind of a recluse when it comes to this kind of stuff because he's got his own show.
I was gonna say he's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Maurice is our gateway to Rob and Billy West.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Daly's a good one. That's I mean to borrow one from Steve. I think it was Steve that said that. If he quit playing with the damn guitar, you could say it was or it wasn't. But
it was not.
It was me.
It was Dan. Dan said that.
Oh, it was Dan.
Yes.
See, I knew I fell asleep at some point during the show.
I have that effect on people. Hey, George, what do you want to do on the show next year?
I never want to have a show that was as screwed up as this one.
Don't leave town.
Yeah. Don't leave home with without another screen.
I'd like to see. I'd like to have more agents and casting directors on the show.
Yeah.
Nice song, Steve.
Oh, I'm still on, aren't I? I didn't turn my volume down.
No, leave it on. It's a vast improvement over the rest
that
of
was, the That was the beginning of a very beautiful song.
Sorry.
That's okay. We want more Ella. That's what we want.
Yes.
That's
Ella,
right.
Ella.
Yeah.
I want to start Ella in her voiceover career in 2014 too.
Yes.
There you go.
Is she still doing commercials, video stuff?
She's still auditioning.
Yeah.
She auditioned for a Petco commercial right before we came back. I was really hoping she'd get that, but you know, it's kind of like I liken this auditioning for commercial stuff that she does, like playing slots at the casino.
Yeah.
You can either sit there and pump quarters in all day long and go to every audition that comes down the pipe, or you can walk into the casino, drop a corner of a slot, pull the handle or push the button, and win once in a blue moon and walk out with a few $100. That's the way I look at it.
Welcome to voiceover.
Yeah, I was going to say. Welcome to acting.
Acting!
Genius!
Pretty much.
All right, what do you guys want down under in 2014 on our show?
2014, I think that mechanics of delivery, Joe's insight into his commercial reads, etc., was invaluable. And I think, much like what I was talking about before, maybe when the internet cut out, about accents and stuff, how people do what they do. How did you find your voice? That's what I'd like to know about. How people, you know, Dan, how do you make your sound unique to you? That type of thing. Maybe a speech pathologist, maybe?
Speech pathologist. Interesting.
How about an audio? How about a laryngologist?
Well, we've already had Dr. Bernstein on twice, and he can't wait to be on again.
Yep. Or Dr. Gupta.
Or Dr. Gupta, who's certainly much better looking than Dr. Bernstein.
Oh, definitely.
and who hopefully isn't watching this show. Now she's busy being a laryngologist. Anyway, all right. Well, those are good ideas, but we really want to do something practical. No, I just kidding, just kidding.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Steve says he likes to see what each participant's studio looks like. That would be a segment you could do. What does your studio look like, and how did you create it?
Ah, yeah. We actually asked people to send in pictures of their studio. So I think we'll return to that one this year. So,
very
George.
Good.
Yeah, George, what you got the train out?
Come on.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Lionel, Lionel.
All aboard for Cucamonga.
Kookaburra singing in the young gum tree. Merry, merry.
Yeah, Dan!
Laugh, kookaburra, laugh, kookaburra.
But it's not laugh, honey. Don't laugh. It's laugh.
Laugh. Laugh, laugh, kookaburra, laugh. 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 Laugh.
Way to go, Dan.
And on that note, waltzing Matilda.
Matilda, waltzing Matilda. Matilda.
Oh, waltzing Matilda with me.
I would like to see Dan release his own little demo with his ukulele there. All Australian tracks for 2014. That's what I'd like. Australia Day is January 26th. Could you swing up?
But wait, there's more! When you order this album, you get the...
Order this album now, and you'll get this pretty mustache.
That's right.
Direct from the island of misfit voiceovers.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to be trying some new styles this year. We'll see what happens. Which one do you vote for?
I think number 2 from the top there.
Yeah, if only it was brown. I want it to turn all white. That's the thing.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Trust me, you'll never want to eat tomato soup again.
And for those of us that don't have mustaches, I think Dan should have his own online feature store for accessories. That's just me. So. Anyway, guys, what was that, Dan?
You wouldn't believe how much of this crap I have. It's it's piling up in here. I mean...
Do you keep collecting it, or do people send it to you?
People are sending it to me. Bag clips.
Oh, that's great. Bag clips.
You know, mustache sticky notes.
Okay, what's the weirdest thing that you've received in the form of a mustache?
Mustache push pins.
Well, that's kind of cool.
They're practical. They're weird. There's the mustache candle. Yes, it's actually got a wick on it. Let's see, what else? Oh, of course, I get a lot of rolls of this, mustache tape.
Oh, yeah, that's a fave.
If you've ever gotten a studio suit, you get that. Let's see.
Does George have a signature item, by the way? Because we know that Dan has his Mo, but does George have a signature, I don't know, item or feature?
What's your signature item there?
Putin.
What's that one's name?
Are you talking to me, Dan?
Well, yes. You are petting a dog. That one is what I was referring to.
Oh, because Lee was talking, but nobody was hearing him.
Oh, okay.
This was Charlie.
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 What is Charlie? Charlie is a spaniel of some sort, or is he a
cockapoo?
A cockapoo. Some Bichon derivation there.
He's a cockapoo.
Ah. He looks just like my mother-in-law's dog, whose name is Charlie.
What? They're like the teddy bears of the dog world.
Oh, boy. Now you guys can see where I get my sense of humor from.
Yeah, well. Alrighty, well, I think it's time for one go-around of happy holidays from everybody. Carol and Company.
Merry Christmas from Down Under, from Tom and Carol. I wish you a blessed 2014, and we have a happy 2014.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, all.
And good
Merry Christmas, Tom.
Merry Excellent. Christmas.
Lee. Hey.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Santa.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a happy, healthy one to all.
I like that one. Steve!
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to all. Santa, have a safe trip tomorrow night.
Thank you, sir.
Can't wait. George!
Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks for hanging in there. And Dan, thanks for doing a good job of the show with absolutely no help from me whatsoever.
This is... Dave, take care.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. And great
Merry
success
Christmas, Trumpet Guy.
2014.
Merry Christmas, Trumpet Guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've had to do the show 2 weeks in a row now. Next week we'll return to you.
Well.
Yeah, next week we'll return to Ustream for our Best of show, so make sure you send those in. And, yes, absolutely. So I think that's going to do it for us tonight. If you have any questions or anything, you can email them to us here at ewabshop@gmail.com. Want to thank everybody. Want to, of course, thank our guests, Carol and Tom and Lee and Ron Levine, a.k.a. Santa Claus Steve Tardio. And he's there. You're right there.
Okay.
Jason for a few minutes. Jason Lawson for a few minutes.
Well. And Jason was here. And everybody say a prayer for Jason because he needs it. Also, our thanks, of course, to our producer, Catherine Kernan, who had nothing to do with this show.
clearly.
She's happy about it.
Yeah, she is. And, of course, thanks to everybody else for all their production help and stuff. And our sponsors, Edge Studios. And George is actually at Edge Studios all week or next week, like the end of this week, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be there Thursday and Friday. I'm going to be up in New York Thursday and Friday. If anybody needs anything, I'll be hanging around up there and visiting folk in the region.
Have fun. And let's see. And who was our other sponsor? Oh, yeah, Harlan.
Thanks to voiceover extra
extra
who have helped promote the show over the years too.
Absolutely. Well, the next time you see me, I will be no longer be 56. I will be 57.
Woohoo!
Oh, happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday to
you. Now let me know how it is. I'll be joining you in May in that bracket.
Yeah, it's a fun age. Anyway, happy holidays, everybody, and we'll see you next week and in 2014, and thank you for being with us, and thanks for being a great audience, and for those of you who are still watching, you're absolutely insane.
Hey, yeah.
Anyway.
Why are you guys still watching?
That's true.
All right.
Say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. All righty.
Good night, Gracie.
Anyway, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
Oh. Even though he's in the East. And together we are East West Audio Body Shop.
East West.
Wave goodbye, Ella.
Good night, everybody. At the sound of the gong, we will go.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.